וזה בחינס מצווס צטוקו, ליתן לעוני, שמעלוסו גבויו מאויד, כמפורסם בדבר הבסנזה. With this we could understand the mitzvah tzedakah, to give to a poor person, which is a very, very great benefit, a tremendous mitzvah, as is discussed throughout Shas, throughout all the words of our rabbis, ushkula kechol ha-toyra kula. And the Gemara says that the mitzvah tzedakah, if a person gives tzedakah properly, it's as if he fulfilled the entire Torah. כי על ידי הצדוקו הוא מעביר ומסליק הצל הנעל. Because by giving צדוקו properly, you remove that shadow, that shade. שעל ידי זה נסגלה כבודו יסבורך, which causes Hashem's כבוד to be revealed. How? כי עיקר הענייות והחוסר נמשך רק מהצל הנעל. שמונה הכנעל. Because what's making that guy poor? What's making that person poor? We just said, we learned. Whenever you see poverty, whenever you see lack, it means that there's a shadow, there's a shade blocking Hashem's light. When we see a person who's poor, the implication is that there's some... Hashem isn't suffering from inflation. Hashem's not closed on Fridays or Saturdays, nothing like that. The flow from Hashem is always, Hashem's always on full, and Hashem is always open throttle. Everything is flowing from there. If somebody is not receiving, it's only because of something on my end, on our end. So if we see a person in a state of poverty, whether it's financial poverty or some other kind of poverty, it implies that there's some kind of a shade or shadow blocking that person from being able to receive the light of Hashem. And when I give this person $1,000, or I give him a job, or I give him something else, I give him what he needs, and I eliminate the poverty, I take him out of that state of poverty, nimtsa shehu mavir umesalek hatzel hamoneya oyer hashpah, then I have eliminated that shade, that shadow that was blocking the flow. Because I'm not stupid. I'm not Hashem. My $1,000, it's not my. I'm nothing. I'm a vessel. We are servants of Hashem. I make a move. There are sometimes that I can make a move. We know there's Isarusa Delisata. Sometimes Hashem wants to see somebody on earth, down here, do something, and that brings a reaction from Hashem. So when I take out that $1,000 and I give it to him, Hashem says, here we go. And Hashem kicks aside that sail. The light is flowing through perfectly, and that person is a new man, totally, a completely new person. Because I solved the problem, I took this person out of that state of anius, which is that sail, that shade or shadow. I eliminated the shade and shadow, and I've allowed the light of Hashem to flow fully and properly. וזהו שנאמר, this is why we have a famous pasuk that says, אני בצדק אחזה פניך. I, with charity, get to see your face. I get to see the face of Hashem. כי כשנסתלק הצל, because when the shade is taken away, when that cover is removed, נסגלה בחינס אור הפנים כביכול. We get to see Hashem's face. We get to see that light of Hashem's face. Shel Hashem Yisborach. Bechinas Maloi Chol Eretz Kevoido Kana. We get to see that Maloi Chol Eretz Kevoido, that Hashem's Kovoid filling the whole world. Vezeh Shekosuv. And this is also why we have another Pasuk. And this Pasuk we just quoted earlier, Ani Betzedek Echze Ponecha, the Gemara in Baba Basra brings this Pasuk as proof that whenever you're going to see Hashem, first give tzedakah. For example, when you're going to daven, you're going to daven Shachris, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Yohiv Pruta Vohodar Matzli. Rabbi Elazar would first give a coin to charity, and then he would daven. Why? Based on this pasuk. Vani Betzedek Echzapanecha. When I have an appointment with Hashem, if I want to see Hashem, I got to give tzedakah. Tzedakah makes sure that there's no mask, there's no shade or shadow that's going to block Hashem's face from shining through in its full measure of light. There's another pasuk that says that Hashem says for those who are Yirei Shmi, those who have the proper respect for me, the sun will shine for them tzedakah. V'zorcho lechem yireshmi shemesh tzedakah. What's the connection? What is the sun and tzedakah? Rav Nosson says ki kishnistali katzel, because as we just learned, tzedakah removes that covering, that shadow, that darkness. Meir v'zoreach oyer hashemesh. The light of the sun shines through in its full measure. V'chol ze nasa idei tzedakah. All of this is accomplished through tzedakah. Shemavir hatzel hamastir zrichas oyer hashemesh. It removes that shadow that's hiding the light of the sun. Umastir oyer haponim, and it's hiding the light of Hashem's face. Kaviyochol. Ukishenisaber v'nistalek hatzel al idei tzedakah. And when that tzel is removed through the mitzvah tzedakah, nizgale oyer haponim uzrichas hashemesh. Kaviyochol, the light of Hashem's face and the light of the sun is revealed in its full sense. Period. Now Rav Nosson says, now comes another major, major benefit of giving tzedakah. V'alkein hatzedakah mechaperes avoinois. Based on what we're learning here, you'll understand also why tzedakah forgives for sins. One of the ways that a person can redeem himself from punishment by Hashem for having committed sins is by buying his way out, tzedakah. Shekamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'chato'och b'tzedakah pruk. Redeem your sins with charity. Ki ikar pigam hacheit hu sha'al yedei hacheit nase moso hamavdil. One of the main results of a sin is that it creates a barrier that blocks, that separates the person from Hashem. Bechinas tzel, a shadow, a shade, a darkness that doesn't allow Hashem's light to reach that shemoinei or Hashem yisborah, which blocks the light of Hashem, umastir or ponov meitonu chas v'shalom, and it hides Hashem's face from shining down upon us. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei hatzedakah, through tzedakah, shaydei ze mamshech ha-hashpo lemekoyim hu anius v'achoser, by which the person is drawing sustenance and goodness to a place of poverty, to a place where it's lacking, umesalek hatzel, and thereby he's removing that shade and shadow. Al kein al yidei ze nimcholin kol ho-avoinois v'apgomim. That's why through this mitzvah of tzedakah, a person can have can achieve forgiveness for all sins, all types of pigamim. Shehem bechinas tzel. Another word for a sin is shadow or shade, something that blocks Hashem's light. It's a mechitza. Every avera a person does, Hashem puts up a wall blocking Hashem's light from reaching that person and from reaching the Jewish people and from reaching the world. Bechinas hastoras panei Hashem. The sins of a person are a bechin of this tzel, a bechin of Hashem's face being hidden from us. V'alkein shkula tzedaka k'chol ha'Torah kula. Now you'll understand also why the Gemara makes a statement that tzedaka is considered like the entire Torah. It's as valuable as all the mitzvahs of the Torah put together. Why? Ki ze ikar klal kol ha-Torah kula. Because this is what the entire Torah is really all about. Kedei legalois kvoita yisborach. What the Torah is really all about is revealing and broadcasting Hashem's light, Hashem's kavod. Kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says, at the end of Pirkei Avos, the bottom line, the final statement in the entire Pirkei Avos is, everything Hashem created, He created for His kavod. Like the pasuk says, "Lichvoidi berosiv," and kamayshakosu bazoyer kodesh. And as it says in the Zoyer Kodesh, why did Hashem create the world? Begin the ishtemoidoin lei, so that we should come to recognize and realize and respect Hashem. Because every mitzvah is involved in removing these barriers that block us from receiving Hashem's light. This tzel, and every mitzvah helps us to draw upon us and to reveal the light of Hashem. And one of the mitzvahs that can do this the best is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because by tztoka, you're doing it directly. You're being as practical, as straight and clear as possible in drawing Hashem's light and sustenance to a place of poverty. You're mamish filling a hole. Shehu bechinas choyshech v'tzel. Poverty is a concept of darkness, shade, shadow. This person is in a state of darkness right now. They can't pay their electric bill. They can't pay them. V'yalidei zeh doiche u'mesalik atzel. And with its tztokah, you're removing, you're pushing away and eliminating that darkness. U'mamshich u'megala oyer ha'hashpoah. And you're drawing and revealing the light of Hashem's sustenance. Shehu oyer kvoid isbar, which is the light of Hashem's glory. Bechinas maloi chalor etz kevoidoi. It's Hashem's kovoid which fills the entire world. Shezeh bechinas klal kol haTorah kula. That's what the entire Yiddishkeit is all about. That's what Judaism is all about. Maloi chalor etz kevoidoi. And one of the mitzvahs that makes it happen most directly and most solidly is this mitzvah tzedakah. V'yalkein shkula tzedakah kechol haTorah kula. This is why the Gemara compares the entire Torah to tzedakah, because in tzedakah you can see most easily and clearly what the entire Torah is all about, what it's really all about. It's all about maloi chalor etz kevoidoi. It's all about giving. It's all about identifying holes and filling them. Identifying needs and filling them. That's what Hashem is all about. That's what the Torah is all about. That's what Yiddishkeit is all about. Baruch Hashem. This was Halacha Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Halacha Dalid, the fourth discussion on this topic of tzedakah, can be found a few pages back in Hilchas Melamdim, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Yud. And a fifth discussion on this topic of tzedakah, Halacha Hey, can be found in Hilchas Shavuos, which is towards the beginning of this volume, Halacha Beis, paragraph Lamed Dalet. In both of those places, you also have a beautiful discussion expounding on the mitzvah of tzedakah. With this, we complete this topic, and now we start the topic, the mitzvah of Mila, circumcision, one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, and we're going to be spending some time on it. We have approximately 50-some-odd pages. Shem should help us be zeichet to learn it and understand it and appreciate it, and fulfill.